fastest way to make more money in your business is to raise your gross profit. That's why I want you to go grab our 50% profit tool for you. It's free. Just go to the link below and grab it. And on your very next project, you will make more money if you do what we tell you to do on there. And you'll be just like the other tens of thousands of other contractors who are using this tool right now to change their financial future. Grab it now. Let's go. What is overhead? So my friends, when I ask a group of contractors, when I speak, you know, hey, what's your overhead? Most guys don't know it. They're confused on it. And that's why I want to do a specific video here. We talk about overhead a lot. I've made it part of longer videos and stuff, but to my knowledge, I don't think we've ever done a video here on the show that is specifically just defining overhead and talking about it for a few minutes. So I'm going to do that here today. So the most simple form of this, guys, to remember is any expenses that are not associated with a specific project are overhead. So if I'm buying a gallon of paint, that's for a job that we're doing, that would not be overhead. That is cost of goods sold or direct cost of the job. If I'm buying, you know, office paper for printing stuff in the office, all right, that's not for one specific job to use on a job. That is overhead. Okay. So overhead, I've always defined it as simply whatever needs to be paid on a regular basis. All right. Even if you don't have a project going on. So things like your shop rent, your office rent or mortgage, your truck payments for the business. You've got your office manager's salary, administrative assistants, the marketing company that you've hired. These are all things that you're paying, even if you're not doing a specific project. All right. So now I want to talk for a minute here on fixed overhead versus variable. All right. On one side, you got fixed overhead over here. Fixed is exactly that. It's like bolted down. It's, hey, if you're renting shop space for $500 a month, or something, storage space, that payment is the same every month. That is fixed overhead. Hopefully that makes sense. If you're paying your office manager and you're paying them, you know, $6,000 a month to run your office, and that's their salary, that is a fixed expense. Hopefully I beat this up enough. All right. On the other side, you have variable expenses. So if you're doing, you know, marketing and you're paying for ads and it's based on, you know, you can spend up to $1,000 a month on ad spend is what your budget is, but maybe one month you only hit $750, the next month it was $925, the next month it was $450. It's variable, it's changing all the time. Okay. So there's so many different things. So when you're putting together your budget for your business, just be aware that your overhead is not going to be the same every month of the year. It's not like it's 20 grand a month, just like clockwork, because things go up and down on the variable side. All right. So it's important to know those things. Guys, this overhead is understanding your overhead is the foundation for understanding everything when it comes to the money in your business. Meaning, if you don't truly understand what your overhead is, how do you know how many jobs you need to do? Think about it. You don't know how many jobs you need to do, and then you can't reverse engineer how many leads you need based on your sales closing rate. And so you don't know how to set goals for leads and projects and all those things. All right. If you don't know your overhead and what things truly cost you without even doing a project, you're going to have a hard time being accurate in your pricing, and you're not going to understand how to hit your profit goals. Okay, so that's why I wanted to just take a few minutes here today and give you the down and dirty quick stuff on your overhead, because so many people are confused. So listen, if you want to help, see, and I'm doing another video coming your way on break even, how to recover your overhead and break even on that and then make more money, right? One of the fastest ways to make more money, which is probably why you're watching this video, in some way, shape, or form, you want to make more money, is to make sure that you're getting at least a 50% gross profit on the work you're doing in the field. And so I want to invite you to go to thecontractorfight.com/5050 and grab that pricing guide that we have for you So at least, even if you don't know your overhead right now, you can at least figure out what it's going to cost you to produce a job and make sure you're charging and selling and producing that work at least to 50%. You'll have more money left to pay whatever your overhead is when you figure it out. So appreciate you guys hanging with me here today. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.